The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Steps back for Arfield. What a volley! Scott Arfield! He's been threatening that recently. And all the Burnley players run to the Darwin end. Oh, what a goal! What a goal from Robbie Blake! Burnley's first goal in the Premier League. It's something very, very special.
Wade Elliott has that change of pace and he's got away from Montgomery. It's the path of McCann and the follow-up finds the net. What a strike from Wade Elliott. A bolt from the Clareton Blue. Oh, goodness me! What a goal from Patterson! If that is to be the one that takes them to Wembley, you cannot argue with that. Pure quality.
Here goes Mike Conroy. Still time for a winner, maybe. John Francis! They came to York in their thousands. They're going home as champions.
I mean, if there's any justice in the world, Burnley would surely score from this corner. Swung right in there. Ball in there. Yeah! Michael Kennan! Oh, that's justice! That is justice at the Amex Stadium! Burnley a level and deserve to be!
Hello everybody and welcome back to the latest episode of the Turfcast podcast pre-game show with me, Joe Redman, ahead of this weekend's game against Queen's Park Rangers down at Loftus Road. It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been a while since I've done one of these shows. I've had issues with the camera, my guests had issues as well. Everything's just a bit rusty, I think. The microphone as well went off at one point. So if the camera does go off at one point, bear with me. Hopefully I'll sort it as soon as I can. But yeah, it's been a while. We've obviously all been enjoying the World Cup. I know why I have anyway. I've done quite a bit of work on it as well from home. Well, say from home, from the office, admittedly. I haven't been to Qatar, although some of my colleagues have. So I've been enjoying it. England have been playing well. I'm glad they've got to the quarterfinals because I said they'd go out to France in the quarterfinals and that's lined up perfectly. And I stand by that. I can't see us beating France, if I'm honest with you. But that, of course, takes place on Saturday. But the important thing is the championship is back. And of course, Burnley start the championship again as league leaders, of course, thanks to that historic and impressive 3-0 win against the Horse Fiddlers at Turf Moor. Absolutely destroyed them, didn't we? And I don't know about you guys, but I've watched the videos quite a few times, not just the videos that we did here on Turfcast, but I've watched some of the highlights as well. And we were fantastic. To say Ashley Barnes were up front, and we all moaned and groaned when we saw that team sheet with Barnes up front, with Jay missing out due to his injuries. Yeah, Barnes was fantastic. And obviously the breaking news this morning is that Vincent Kompany says that the job as Belgium national manager has come too soon and he's still focused on Burnley. I don't know how many people were actually worried about Kompany leaving. I did believe that I just couldn't see him leaving at this stage in his career. He's 6 months into like his managerial career at a sound a bit typical English arrogant here, but at a decent level. Why would he leave now? Especially for something that if it went wrong, he'd never get it again. I think he'll be at Burnley for a couple more years, maybe go to a more established Premier League club and then Man City and then maybe the Belgian national manager. But he is staying, according to a Belgian journalist whose name escapes me right this second, but he is staying, hopefully. The Belgian journalist isn't just talking rubbish, and it is, of course, true, but I do believe him. But anyway, as I said, the championship is back, and we are playing QPR this weekend, so now's my perfect time to bring in Ben. He's a QPR fan, and he's from the W12 podcast. How are you doing, mate?
Hello, welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Yes. No, thank you for coming on, mate. I appreciate that. As you can see, you're obviously at work, so thank you very much for coming on and you know, giving us your time while you're at work as well. But talk to me about QPR then, because, well, before we get into the ins and outs of everything that's happened in the last few weeks at QPR, because yeah, quite a few things seem up in the air at the minute, don't they? How's your season gone so far? Because you know, you went top of the league not too long ago. I think you beat Cardiff 3-0 at home and you went top of the league briefly. But since then, it's you've gone backwards, haven't you?
Yeah, it was really funny because you were mentioning about Kompany then and around how the Belgium job has come around too quickly, and that he said he's distanced himself from it. We were in that exact same boat, probably a bit further down the line, yeah. i.e. that Wolves made an approach for him. But he came, so we were top of the league at this point. Wolves have come in. He's spoke to them and decided it's the wrong time and he needs to be a bit more experienced, etc. and everything was fine. But since then, we haven't won a game. We drew one, lost four, I think it is. We're back up to sixth after Saturday's result at Millwall Sunderland. But things have, yeah. And then obviously Rangers have come in. I don't know. The cynic in me thinks that he knew that this opportunity was coming, hence why he didn't take the Wolves job. And obviously he's left now. So we're in a bit of a mess, i.e. all of the players we brought in this summer were all players that he wanted to bring in. And so the squad's very much a Michael Beale squad. So it's how we move forward now. Without having a manager, I know the search is going on, but it doesn't look like we're going to have one for Sunday.
So yeah, I've seen you linked to a few people. Go on.
Yeah, sorry, just on our season. Yeah, look, we've had a good season. We'd take sick.
Yeah.
If it was, you know, the start of the season, you said we were coming into this after the World Cup being sick. It'd be a really bad run at the moment. We're going to be missing a couple of key players for Sunday as well, with Ilias Chair still being at the World Cup. We've got a couple of injuries as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a few people linked to your role. Mark Robbins at Coventry's one. I think he'd be a decent fit. I'm not sure. Coventry have got so many issues off the pitch, though. Yeah. But they've hit some form recently, and he seems to like it there. I do think Burnley fans have their issues with Coventry fans because we bid for O'Hare in the summer. So we can't. Oh, we understand that a lot of them will be on there. Yeah, very good player. And apparently we've had some interest in Jai Rokers. Is that how you say it? The big Swedish lad up front.
So we know that a lot. Him, by the way.
Yeah, he is. He's very good. If we signed him, then you might as well just give us a league now. I don't think we'll sign him. I think it'll be too much money for us, if I'm being honest with you.
We played Coventry last game, and he was the difference, literally. Yeah. It was just him. He scored two. He was excellent.
Yeah, well, like I said, if we sign, he'd fit perfectly into this system because we create so many chances. But you mentioned there, Ilias Chair. He's there. Obviously, he's there because Morocco have just qualified for the quarterfinals, isn't there? Yeah, obviously, we're in the same boat with Anas Sarore. So he's there with Morocco, not playing, admittedly.
Right.
But he is there with Morocco. Yeah. Yeah, so he's probably one of our better players going forward. But we do have Benson as well, and you know, there's other players in there as well. Jay Rodriguez, hopefully. Scott Twine's been training and been playing in some under-23s games, so I'm led to believe, as has Darko Churlinov, so hopefully they'll be back. But you mentioned some injuries there, buddy. Who else have you got injured, and who else is likely to miss the game?
Yeah, so Chris Willock is our other star man, who I think's probably one of the best when he's playing in fit, one of the best number 10s in the league. He's carrying a knock. He played towards the end in these four defeats and didn't play very well. I think he's still carrying a knock. He didn't play in the friendly the other day. So he's 50-50. We've got Stephanie Hansen, our captain. He was in a cast not too long ago. So I know, again, I've seen him out training with the team, but I don't know if Sunday will be ready. We've got Luke Amos, again, effective going forward. He's not ready. Tyler Roberts, he went back to Leeds. He's again come back in light training, but I think Sunday will be too soon for him. We've got Seni Dieng, the goalkeeper, who was at Senegal. I think he might be okay because he got knocked out, but again, I don't know. He might miss out. So yeah, a few big players out as well.
Yeah, I mean, that does sound like quite an extensive list, if I'm being honest with you. Yeah. I mean, it's music to my ears, if I am being honest. But we were worried. I mean, I were buzzing that Morocco got through, simply because I want Anas to be buzzing and he's looking like he's enjoying it out there. But some Burnley fans were like, oh, for God's sake, we could do him back with QPR. Mm. But I'm happy to see him do well out there. And like I said, your list sounds quite extensive and your form isn't too bad. It isn't too great, should I say. So I think we might be okay if Anas is missing, if we pick up where we left off. That's a worry, isn't it? We might not pick up where we left off. But I've just mentioned your bad form there. You've mentioned it already as well. It's pretty bad. You haven't won since the 22nd of October. Yeah, admittedly, we've had a month break in that as well, so it does sound a lot worse than what it is. But not won in six games, I think it was. Why do you think that is? Is it because of the Beal stuff taken away from the concentration of the players?
Well, you never really know, do you? You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. There's rumours floating around that there was a bit of unrest, but we've just not played very well, mate. We've struggled defensively, and we keep getting injuries to key centre backs, and we haven't managed to keep two centre backs fit the same for more than two games all season. And that's even more so the last season. We've got Leon Balogun, who's excellent but can't stay fit. We've got Jake Clark Salter, who again is great but can't stay fit. We've got Rob Dickey, who's just come back from a long layoff, and we've got Jimmy Dunn, who's also been injured. So those four centre backs are really good centre backs. You know, Jimmy Dunn. But we just can't keep any of them fit, and we want to play three at the back sometimes, but we can't because we don't have three centre backs. So I think that's been a big issue. Chris Willock has been injured, so I think that's a problem. Yeah. So I think and we've been a bit unlucky as well. We haven't been terrible in the games, but we just don't finish our chances, and that's it. And we've had a few worldies scored against us as well. Do you know when that happens? When you have a few games and you just think someone's just after 10 minutes just hit a 20-yarder right in the top corner. And then especially at home, we've struggled to break teams down. We lost to West Brom and Huddersfield at home, and we dominated the games, absolutely dominated them. You know, I think the Huddersfield game, we had 38 shots on goal, which was like a record or something, but we just couldn't score. So we've had a bit of that as well. Yeah, a bit frustrating, really.
Yeah, you mentioned that then, the 38 shots on goal, but you couldn't score. Is that not a sign of maybe you're not that great up front at the minute?
Nah, we've got Lyndon Dykes up front, who flatters to deceive. He's works hard. I'm never a big believer in working hard. I think that's the minimum that any football player should do, right?
Yeah, work hard.
But he noticeably does a lot of the doggy work, which allows Ilias Chair and Chrissy Willock and other players to sort of do what they do. But ultimately, when you need a goal, you need someone to score. And if he's, you know, trying to be Harry Kane in the middle of the box, you know, middle of the centre circle, and not in the box, and that's where I feel he is. He'll have games where he's brilliant, right? And then he'll just have games where he's non-existent, which is just frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that working hard thing. As Sean Dash used to say, the minimum requirement is maximum effort. And all footballers should do that. If you work hard,
fans love it, don't they?
The absolute minimum. Yeah.
Fans love when a player works hard. I don't know. They sort of engage with him a bit better. But for me, yeah, he's got a striker. He needs to score goals, and Lyndon Dykes doesn't do that enough.
Yeah, we were actually linked to him last year, weren't we? I'm not sure how legit that was.
Yeah.
Especially when we're in the Premier League. I'm not sure how well he would have done in the Premier League, but that's a different matter now. Right. Jimmy Dunn, you mentioned Jimmy Dunn, of course, used to be at Burnley. Yeah. Didn't break into the team because at the time we were in the Premier League and we had the likes of James Tarkowski, Ben Mee, Nathan Collins. He was never going to unseat one of them central defenders. But then when we went down and all three of them left, all of us were a little bit, we should have really tried to best to keep all of Jimmy Dunn, but he wanted to leave. He wanted to play football. How's he doing at QPR? Because as you mentioned there, he is a good defender. We all felt he would be a good defender when he was here as a youngster.
He's the fans really like him. He's a bit of a warrior. He gets stuck in. He'll win headers. He'll put his body on the line. Technically, he's not the greatest. You know, he's not someone who's going to pick the ball up. I mean, he does do it, but you know, but he's not someone who's going to ping a 30-yard pass or he's going to bring it out from the back. But some games suit him. I've always said this. There's some games that really suit him away from home when we're against the cosh. Ball's coming in the box. He's excellent. There's no one better. But when you've got a quick little nippy forward floating around in behind, that's when you're in trouble. When the game's in front of him, he's fine. But if the game goes behind him, he tends to make mistakes and fouls and, you know, he's not the quickest. So if you've got anyone up there that can do that, like Ashley Barnes versus Jimmy Dunn, to me, feels fine. Not to say he wouldn't score, but I'm saying that matchup would be quite good. But if you've got someone who's, I don't know if you do, because Jay Rodriguez is not the quickest either, is he?
No, he's not. Then. But we do tend to sort of like play sort of like three up front, sort of like with someone in behind as well. So we do kind of attack from all sort of like four angles, really. So we will have your big brute up front in your Jay Rodriguez or your Ashley Barnes. That's a bit harsh calling Jay a big brute, but you know what I mean? A taller sort of player. Yeah. And you'll have someone in behind floating around who will make runs at him normally or on the side, like Benson or Zaruri, of course, I've just mentioned he's missing. But I'm sure Goodmanson will come in and play that sort of role as well. And then we've got Josh Brown who will play, like I said, he's in the midfield, but he's more of an attacking midfielder, so he will play in that sort of number 10 role. Who knows, it could be Scott Twine this week. I don't think it will, but the rumours are that Scott Twine has been playing in some of the under-23s behind closed door games while the lads have been away and coming back. So hopefully, if none of the attacking options are working, we do have plenty of options on the bench to change things up.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Yeah, it's been a while, mate. Don't worry, it's been a while since we've been able to say that this season. But that brings me on nicely too. I like to ask people the first time we play them in this season, especially this season, and obviously it's the first time we've met this season, one of the last teams that we're going to play for the first time. I think after you, it's just Middlesbrough we've got left to play for the first time. Then after that, it's back to the teams that we've already played once.
Yep.
But obviously, a lot was said about Burnley when they went down. Dyche had left. We looked like we're in disarray. A lot of the national media were saying, TalkSport was saying we could do a Sunderland and go all the way down. That ended up being quite funny. But, you know, they've done a completely change. This is why I like to ask that question. They've completely changed the ethos. They've completely changed the mentality. Changed the playing style, changed the ethos, changed the mentality. Brought in a completely different style of manager in Vincent Kompany, a big name as well. That doesn't always work. Just ask some of the older Burnley fans. The John Bond era, that didn't work. But what have you made of Burnley this season, and what do you think that we did well in the summer to be able to be in this position?
Yeah, so it's funny because I've got a bet with someone on our podcast around. He thought you guys were going to struggle, and we've got like a 20 quid bet, and I said you wouldn't. I think someone like Kompany bringing him in and who he is and his stature bodes well for what he's trying to do and players buying in. You know, I always find players that have had a decorated career have, you know, they have that they walk in the dressing room, everyone's quiet. Yeah. Like I always thought that would work. But you already had a really good squad anyway, didn't you? I.e., you had a borderline Championship Premier League squad for years, haven't you? So and you've kept a lot of the players. I think Teller's really good buy. He looks really, really good player. And Jay Rodriguez and Ashley Barnes, I mean, they're gonna cause trouble in this league, no doubt about it. So I always thought that you'd do really well, and obviously you've done that, and you've just sort of grown into the league, it feels like. You're sort of a bit of a slow start, a lot of draws, but you're starting to pick up those wins now. And Josh Browner was one of the best players in the league, I think, so you've got him as well.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, you haven't done anything that I didn't think you would do, and you've now got the experience, now you're top, to sort of see it through. So I anticipate you'll probably be in the top two come the end of the season. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed, mate. Yeah, fingers crossed. I can confidently say now that you can collect that £20 off your co-host, though. Definitely.
I will.
We're going to be struggling.
I'll tell him.
Yeah. I just feel like we recruited well. Like you say, we had a decent span there. Admittedly, Popey left, Ben Mee and Tarkey left, so some of that spine did leave. But then you still got players like Brownhill in there, Jack Cork, Jay Rodriguez, Ashley Barnes. Yeah. Goodmanson, you know what I mean? Connor Roberts, Matt Lawton, all right, he's not playing much, but he's in the dressing room and he's a big experienced head. So, yeah. And then on top of that, we recruited well. Teller, Zarore. Teller's fantastic. Twine, he's not played much, but, you know, I'm expecting him to come in and do
good
well.
Player.
And then you've got the two centre-backs. Yeah, they've got the two centre-backs as well, who are completely different types of centre-backs that we usually have, but they're very good. They are ball-playing centre-backs. They will run out with midfield, especially Taylor Harewood-Bellis. You'll see him do that a lot. And Bayer's quite good at it as well. And the goalkeeper, you know, he's a different type of goalkeeper to Pope.
Like
you wouldn't necessarily...
Left back as well.
Sorry, go on.
Oh, mate.
The left back.
Is he left back or right back? Who's the one you've got? Is it Madsen?
Oh, Ian Martson. Sorry, yeah. Vitinho can play like left and
Martson.
Right. Then you've got Connor Roberts. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's come in and done well. I had a big brain fart there because it's been a month since we played a game, but... he's come in and done well, scored the winner in the opening game. He gets forward though. Easily, he can be a little bit susceptible at the back, and he's a bit of a hothead as well. I don't know if you saw him lose his head against Blackpool and get sent off, and he's been a little bit hit and miss since then, but yeah, he's class. And then, like I said, you've got the goalkeeper as well, completely different type of goalkeeper to Pope. If a cross is coming in, you wouldn't put your house on him coming out and catching it, but if someone's making a run in behind, like Telehad does pretty much every time, then you will put your house on him making that pass and setting up a chance. But just looking ahead to the game then, because I know you're at work, as I said, so I'm conscious, don't want to keep you from something busy for too long, something important for too long, should I say. What sort of game are you expecting at the weekend then? Because if we start off as we ended the season, the first half of the season, we'll come at you early on. We'll get in behind. We'll play pass and try and pass you to death. But I am a little bit worried that we started the season slowly because it was such a big change. I'm a little bit worried that we might restart the season slowly. But that will remain to be seen. What sort of game are you expecting?
So being better against the better teams, we suit a team that will come at us, especially at home. So I'm hoping you do that, because like I said, what we've had last three home games, we've had teams that literally have camped in the box, scored from a set piece and just camped in the box. So it'll be refreshing to see, you know, someone come at us and we can be that counter team, which we tend to do much better, as well, our away form is much better. So I anticipate that will be it. It just depends. It's really difficult because we've got a caretaker manager at the moment. I don't really know what he's going to do. I don't know who's going to be exactly fit. So I couldn't tell you what our team would be. I really couldn't. I could. He might play McCauley Bond up front as well and play two up front. That's what we did in the friendly. So I don't know if we'll do that. And then it just changes the formation completely. Might do three at the back, which we haven't done yet, but we wanted to do because I know that we've got the centre backs fit now. So, yeah, I think I'll tell you what could happen is what we've seen is with QPR this season is we could quite easily go 2-0 up really quickly and be excellent. But we could also be really bad and be 2-0 down within 10 minutes. So, it could go either one of those ways. I anticipate it to be an open game, though, and some goals, I think.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it'll be open. I do think we'll try and restart the season as we ended it. We'll try and go at you. We'll try and pass you to death early on. We'll get the ball out wide and try and get it into Jay in the middle and play out from the back, because that's been pretty much the new thing that we do. We play out from the back. We try and invite the pressure and then get in behind that way and obviously break the lines. That is like the new modern way to play. And that's exactly what Burnley do under Kompany, which is a complete contrast to last season where we would just not do that at all. And if any passes around the back would be screamed at by some of the fans, as they still are, to be fair, because some fans still haven't got used to it. Predictions then. I was confident before it because of your form and all the disarray behind the scenes, if I'm being honest with you. And then you have just sort of like mentioned all these injuries and you have given me even more confidence, if I'm being honest with you. We'll see. This is one of them games where you go into it a bit complacent to win it and end up losing. So fingers crossed that's not the case. But I'm going to go for 2-0 Burnley or 2-1 Burnley. I think we'll win anyway. What about you?
I'm going to go, I don't disagree. I think that I'm trying to be optimistic and going for like a 2-2 draw or something. I think maybe, you know, I think that's what I'll take that. But I, like I said, I think it's going to be open. It'll just depend what team we put out, really. Honestly, I mean, we could have everyone fit and back playing. We might give you a much better game, but it could be that we've got a lot of players missing. So we'll have to see, but I'm going to do 2.
Yep. Fair enough. Well, it's been a pleasure, mate. Thank you for coming on. Obviously, I know we had some issues earlier on because you were at work and you couldn't get on the system at work. So thank you for coming on your phone. I appreciate you taking time out your day. And you said someone was going to try and come in that room at 12 o'clock. Hopefully, I haven't stopped someone from coming in that room because I didn't hear or see anything. So I just kind of carried on. But thank you, mate, for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
No worries, mate. No worries. Enjoy the World Cup. It's a shame it's on a Saturday because I'm going to the game on Sunday. So I'm going to try not to... try not to drink too much on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Before the game.
It's awfully we're all in a good mood then on Sunday because England have progressed to the semis. But I can't see how we stop Mbappe, if I'm being honest with you. And even if you stop Mbappe, you've got the record French goal scorer in the middle what's it called? Griezmann pulling the strings in behind. So, we'll see. But fingers crossed, we're both in a good mood on Saturday and then Burnley fans leave Loftus Road in a good mood on the Sunday.
Let's hope so. Or not, hope not.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Cheers. Bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.